NASDAQ saw a surge today, and the Dow and S&P 500 are both higher, NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, offering investors choices from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. Committed to helping investors in any life stage with their investing goals. More at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting Studio 76, celebrating music from 1976, featuring artists such as ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Heart, and more. May 1st, 7 p.m. at the Leeds Center. More at music.ku.edu. They call that one Asturiana, or Spanish Dance No. 8, from Enrique Granados, and performed by the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons. I'm Jeb Watson. Classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. Coming up, we've got the Lafayette String Quartet, a poem for the strings, from a British viola player named Rebecca Clark. The Seattle Symphony Orchestra, as well, with Howard Hanson's Piano Concerto. Carol Rosenberger gives a remarkable performance a little bit later on in this noon hour. Right now, the Atlanta Symphony and conductor Yoel Levy, ready with one of the most famous works by Sergei Prokofiev that was finished in 1917 and was, at the time, a modern representation of the classical style of Haydn and Mozart. It's Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, his first in D major. Here's the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra on KPR. From Sergei Prokofiev, the Classical Symphony, the first symphony he composed in 1917, performed there by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Yoel Levy, on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come is the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. They'll be along in just about 10 minutes' time, with the Piano Concerto by Howard Hanson for you. That and much more are still on the way here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Sulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. And Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org. Right now on the KU campus, cloudy skies, 65 degrees. Should eventually turn sunny today with a high of about 73. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 60 degrees, and a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms expected late tonight, and a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those are likely for tomorrow. We'll spend a bit of time now with the Lafayette String Quartet to hear a poem for the strings from a British viola virtuoso by the name of Rebecca Clark, next on KPR. The poem for string quartet, composed by Rebecca Clark and performed by the Lafayette String Quartet here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up now on 1236, and at the top of the hour, we'll have NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Because you care, donate to KPR today for unbiased, in-depth news, for inspiration and laughs, for thoughtful conversations, and for a more informed life. You're an essential part of the equation. Your contribution equals unparalleled local coverage, captivating storytelling, and a window to the world. Donate at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Raise your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference today. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of KPR. We're joined next by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, conductor Gerard Schwartz, and with them pianist Carol Rosenberger, with a concerto from 1948, the Piano Concerto in G Minor, by Howard Hanson. That's next on Kansas Public Radio. That concerto, composed in 1948, the Piano Concerto in G Minor by Howard Hanson, played by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gerard Schwartz, along with pianist Carol Rosenberger, here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1 p.m. and after the news from NPR, we bring you more classical music, including Robert Schumann and his Third Symphony. The Los Angeles Philharmonic has that performance in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and the surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com. Yes. Be with us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from a districting effort which could stop any new districts from being used this year. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin getting things started with music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, a short scherzo in F major four strings, here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. We've got most of our time spent with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. They'll be joining us in a little bit for the Rhenish Symphony, Symphony No. 3 by Robert Schumann. That's coming up here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from One Day, One KU, the 24-hour giving campaign on April 28th and 29th from noon to noon, benefiting the University of Kansas. Information at ku.edu/OneDayOneKU. Italian chamber music for you next from the great violin virtuoso Pietro Locatelli, a trio sonata in G. With violinists Mella and Alexander Tenenbaum, Dorothy Lawson on cello, and pianist Richard Kapp. Next on KPR. Trio sonata in G major by Italian violinist and composer Pietro Locatelli. Performed by violinists Mella and Alexander Tenenbaum. Cellist Dorothy Lawson with pianist Richard Kapp. Here on KPR. It is 1:24. At the top of the hour, there'll be NPR News. We've got classical music until 3 p.m. for you. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd, at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. And Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts, sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, Friday, 7:30 p.m. Information at kansascitypbs.org. On the KU campus, at the moment, 66 degrees. Today, a high around 73. Tonight, we'll have cloudy skies, a low of 60, and a 30% chance of showers. Showers and thunderstorms likely for tomorrow. We're ready now to bring you the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by Carla Maria Giulini, to hear a symphony by Robert Schumann, who wrote about four symphonies in total. They weren't all published in exactly the order in which they were written. The one that we'll hear, his third symphony, was actually the final one that he composed, and has, in the opinion of many observers throughout the years, suggested a musical depiction of the flowing Rhine River. That's why they call it the Rhenish Symphony. Here's the Los Angeles Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony No. 3 by Robert Schumann, the Rhenish Symphony, and actually the final symphony that Robert Schumann ever wrote. Carlo Maria Giulini led the Los Angeles Philharmonic here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. More classical music in the next hour, another concerto, one for piano, written by Camille Saint-Saëns. Also music of Mendelssohn, Mozart, and quite a bit more still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon.
Our news.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
Live from NPR News
in Houston.
NPR.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the Songs Without Words, we heard Spring Song, number 6, music by Felix Mendelssohn, played by the Budapest Strings. This is Kansas Public Radio, and more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon is on the way. Mozart is coming up when the Boston Symphony Chamber Players bring us the first flute quartet. And a French piano concerto, the Atlanta Symphony, will be back with us with the second piano concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns. That's all ahead here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Woman in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall at Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. Next, we're with the Iceland State Symphony Orchestra. Petri Sakari will lead the orchestra in music of composer Hugo Alfvén of Sweden, Swedish Rhapsody No. 2. On KPR. From Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén, Swedish Rhapsody No. 2, performed by the Iceland State Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Petri Sakari, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:19 now, and stay with us for the Atlanta Symphony, with us in the second half of the hour, for the second piano concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns, along in a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Neuvaund House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at neuvaundhouse.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. It is 66 degrees here on the KU campus, a high of 73 today. For tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 60, and a 30% chance of showers. Showers and thunderstorms are likely for tomorrow. 60% chance of rain Thursday morning and afternoon, and 90% chance of showers tomorrow evening. Time for Mozart's chamber music, something he wrote while in Mannheim in 1777. The Boston Symphony Chamber Players are here to give us Flute Quartet No. 1 and D on KPR. The Boston Symphony Chamber Players. And so ends that performance of the Second Piano Concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns from 1868. We heard the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra led by Yoel Levy, along with pianist Andre Watts, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 3 p.m. and about time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me for classical music as always. We'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Later on tonight, catch more classical music. That'll be between 7 and 9 p.m. here at your place for NPR News, classical music, and much more. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for All Things Considered comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the KPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.